Then the fish came swimming to him and said, "Well, what is her will? What does your wife want?" "Ah," said the fisherman, "she says that when I had caught you, I ought to have asked you for something before I let you go. She does not like living any longer in the pigsty and wants a snug little cottage." "Come home, then," said the fish. "She is in the cottage already." So the man went home and saw his wife standing at the door of a nice, trim little cottage. "Come in, come in," said she. "Is not this much better than the filthy pigsty we had?" And there was a parlour and a bedchamber and a kitchen, and behind the cottage there was a little garden planted with all sorts of flowers and fruits, and there was a courtyard behind full of ducks and chickens. "Ah," said the fisherman, "how happily we shall live now." "Oh, we will try to do so, at least," said his wife. Everything went right for a week or two, and then Dame Ilsebil said, "Husband, there's not near enough room for us in this cottage. The courtyard and the garden are a great deal too small, and I should like to have a large stone castle to live in. Go to the fish again and tell him to give us a castle."
"Wife," said the fisherman, "I don't like to go to him again, for perhaps he will be angry. We ought to be easy with this pretty cottage to live in."
"Nonsense," said the wife. "He will do it very willingly, I know. Go along and try." The fisherman went, but his heart was very heavy.